USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge across the nation, President-elect Joe Biden wants to release most of available coronavirus vaccine doses to quicken the pace of mass vaccinating the American population. As far as if this move will accelerate the pace, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes,
I'm not sure that it's smart to release all of the supply, especially because at this point, out of the millions of doses that's already been sent out, we've only been able to get about 30% of them into the arms of Americans. So what is sending out more supply going to do at this point? What we really need to be doing is expanding access to the vaccine that we already have.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Arizona resident Jake Angeli, who was seen wearing horns and a headdress at the riots on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has been arrested on federal charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep in the new year with a MyPillow Premium Pillow. On sale right now through MyPillow.com. Standards are queens, $29.98, a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And the guarantee continues until March 1st of 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and get yourself a MyPillow Premium Pillow at the best price ever for the new year.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A state representative is facing accusations in a demonstration at the Oregon Capitol.
Protesters gathered outside the Capitol building, which was closed due to COVID restrictions last month, as lawmakers held a special session inside. Video came to light Friday of the actions of a Republican representative that allowed protesters to storm the building.
Oregon State Police has confirmed and informed us that Representative Mike Nierman did open a door to allow demonstrators into the building.
Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek, a group kicked in doors, broke windows, and sprayed officers with chemicals, leading to a handful of arrests. Representative Nierman has not commented on the matter. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Not all Democrats are on board with President-elect Joe Biden's call to increase stimulus checks. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin on Friday said absolutely not to Biden's call for another stimulus check of $2,000 sent out to Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ronna McDaniel, an ally of President Trump, was reelected Friday to another term as Republican National Committee Chair at the party meeting in Florida.
But I am mad, and I am not going to let socialism rule in this country, and I'm going to work with every single one of you to make sure we squash it, we take back the House, and we take back the Senate in 2022.
McDaniel making a few references to the president during her remarks, Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul adding,
frankly, I am a voice down here at the Republican National Committee saying we need to recapture this party and make sure people know it's a home for conservatives, but we're not going to be for the free money populism that some are promoting.
Republican David Perdue is conceding his Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff. His loss gives Democrats control of a 50-50 Senate for at least the next 2 years, because Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can cast any tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton on what lies ahead for Republicans.
The Georgia races were hugely consequential. That's why I campaigned so much for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It'd be much better to have a Republican majority and not have to worry on the fortitude of any Democratic senator to resist the far left of their party. But this is the world we're living. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate, and Joe Biden will be president in 13 days. Republicans have to get organized. We have to have a plan. We have to show those Democratic senators just how unpopular that agenda is.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.